Her name, Lisa. A pretty name for a pretty girl. She's 9 years old, blonde, blue-eyed, few freckles and lots of energy. One summer she went for a week of youth camp, and it was going to be great fun. She soon was having many new experiences, sports, crafts, all the rest. But then things began to happen. Lisa started to annoy the other girls. She was uncooperative, needed constant attention. Things went from bad to worse. And suddenly one day came the news that Cabin 4 had been ransacked. The culprit? Lisa. When she was questioned about it, she was hardly even rational. It was as if something had snapped inside her. And then someone who knew her was at camp, and the story came out. Lisa had problems. Her parents were separated, mother remarried, stepfather with no particular affection for Lisa. Now there was a new baby in the house, and Lisa was in the way. Neighbors said she was locked out of the house sometimes, and more often now that the new baby had come. It was a sad story. But now, what to do with her at camp? Well, some of the staff said, send her home. She's got problems. She's destructive. Just send her home. And that's not unreasonable advice. But the camp director said, no, let's try one thing first. So he puts her in a different cabin group. Oh, that won't work at all. The new counselor was tiny, quiet, soft-spoken. How could she begin to manage a handful like Lisa? But you know, it worked. In a day or so, Lisa was smiling again, and the week ended without another incident. Why? What made the difference? It was all in the new counselor. You see, she'd had a background very much like Lisa. She'd been knocked around, mistreated, sent from one temporary home to another, and so she knew better than anybody what Lisa needed. Love, and lots of it. And so hour after hour, day after day, unceasing attention and love, that's what Lisa needed. But someone objects, now that's useless. I mean, after all, Lisa had to go back to her uncaring family after camp was over, and so what was gained? And it's hard to say, maybe very little. But I can't believe that nothing was gained. Lisa saw, if only for a few days, that somebody cared. Somebody cared about her as a person, and who can ever be the same once he knows that somebody really cares? I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. And the reason I'm on the air right now is to let you know somebody cares about you. And that news just might make a difference. We're all like Lisa. If we think nobody cares, then we quit caring, and then we're headed for trouble. But the beauty is, that doesn't have to happen. Let's discuss it. This is Heartbeat.